That thing is dope, man.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome to Bitchcast, where the bitches get bitched and the vagina gets munched.
Welcome to Hatecast.
Yeah! Que loca. Start playing some Nazi punk rock at the intro and shit.
That'd be pretty good. So wait, from where it's sitting, it'll pick up clearly?
Yeah, it picks up fucking everything.
Nice.
So if you rip ass, it's going to be there. It's going to sound like a third person.
If I have to rip, I'm just going to put my butt right up to the microphone.
Then it's going
to
sound
like
distortion.
I mean, it's small enough.
And on that note, this is Rock and Rock. Fuck. So let's see. What are we getting into? I'm going to let you open the show. Oh, and just so you know, Rob Lee, Robcast here. And Dan's a bit disposed. Dan Luigi Manicotti Pastrami Prosciutto.
Waka waka flame. Fuck. God. Oh man, I'm a bitch. Ow. That hurt. I can't do it like he can, man. I can't do it. I can't produce that flame. I can't do it. Ugh.
So go ahead, man. Do your thing.
What? I'm just sitting here.
Dude, this could turn into a fucking across Robcast and shit. Cause like this is kind of like Operation Burn One, which is yet to be released, by the way. And seriously, when I release Operation Burn One, it's going to be like 8 episodes. They're going to be like 15 minutes each, like combined. It's just
that's
like,
not bad.
Rudy, you know the thing about bitches and weed, you know. But look, here's the thing. Got a few news stories. Going to get into that shit. Actually, I'm going to bust that out right now. Check this out. Check this motherfucking shit out. There's a story in fucking, this was in, I want to say, Pennsylvania. It was in Porter Township, Center County. Basically, this is one of those cases where the fucking news writes itself. And it's like it's written by fucking comedic, like, I don't know, the powers that be and shit. It's like the forces. I've seen like a bad M. Night Shyamalan movie and shit. It's like fucking fate was a comedian. But fucking, it was a dude named Samuel Boob that was shot and killed by a guy named Kermit Butts. And just the name Kermit in itself is not a good name.
I mean, the fact alone that a pair of parents would name their kid Kermit, unless that was like some family lineage thing, I mean, the only explanation is that they had a hard-on for the Muppets.
What if his name was Richard?
And that's sad.
What if his name was Richard Nathan Butts? I would go by Dick and Butts.
Yeah, I would too. I'd go by Dick Butts.
It's like, fuck it.
But then, I don't know, because that does
sound pretty...
You
only can be a porn star, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could be a porn star, but that just... If I met a guy named Dick Butts, I would assume he at least had some homosexual tendencies.
It's like he likes to do a little peck.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know growing up that kid would get picked on for that, like, you know.
Dude, I don't know if you listen to the Smartcast Network, but fucking Malcolm Ingram is one of Kevin Smith's people. Mm. And
No, I don't listen to it then.
He's gay, dude. He's a huge bear, right? And he was talking about when he was younger, he's like, his first gay experience, him and his friends used to stick pins, big pins in their asses. At like age 5. Now, dick and butts.
That's just what I'm saying.
Clearly he starts that, right? Oh, let's see. What else? Police believe that Butts drove to Ronald Heimlich. This is some fucked up names in this whole story. And to Boob's home and picked him up later. And apparently Heimlich shot Boob twice. He shot him at each side of his chest.
One for each boob.
Yes. And his wife was named Miranda Boobs.
I mean, it would be funnier if a pair of boobs got murdered, but if we only got to go with one boob getting murdered, I guess that's still comedic gold.
The boob turned on the other boob. Apparently, his wife put the hit on him. Miranda Boob put the hit on Samuel Boob.
Is that what it says?
Yes. Hired the dude Heimlich to do the blah da da da. That's the best term ever for shooting someone. So, it brings me to my question, sir.
Yeah.
Since you like women and not men anymore.
Yeah, cute.
Anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly. Asshole.
Are you... Well,
Are you a boob man or an ass man?
I mean, I'm a little bit of both.
Looking like, at this BBW magazine.
Well, it's just, I mean, you know how I feel about big girls. I love me some big girls, but if I had to choose,
so when they say watch out for the big girl, Dan just kind of opens his mouth.
I mean, I don't watch out. I'm on full alert. That's how I go.
Like, come here, baby. You can't run away.
I mean, they could, but I could just, you know, just walk strong them. Arm them and they'd fall over, and then it's my, it's, I could just do it right there. It's no big deal.
Dan's a rapist. I'm Dan's not a, remember that episode of, you don't like Family Guy, fuck. It was like an episode of Fat Guy Strangler and shit.
Regrettably, I've seen that episode.
He's a fat chick.
I would, man. I mean, I wouldn't strangle a fat chick. I just want to do them. You know? Death by sexual omission. I don't know.
Death by chocolate and shit. That'd be Rob's. That's Rob's stripper name and shit.
I couldn't be a stripper. Well, I could never be a stripper.
Why is that? Mm.
Well, I mean, for one, I can't dance. It'd just be me up on stage kind of just swaying back and forth. It's not. It wouldn't be like, you know, at a gentleman's club where they swing around and pop it and all that shit.
Pop it.
Well, you know, first they pop it, then they lock it, and then you've got their ass in your face.
Oh, fuck. No, it's like fucking Robin Big.
What, like that MTV show?
Yeah, he was an episode when Big was a fucking stripper. He was, Black Lavender.
I didn't see that episode. All I ever saw that show was like the first season. Like, I didn't really follow it after that.
I want to say it was only for 3 seasons. I want to say it was the second season.
I don't know. I prefer to remember Big Black from the DC Shoe video other than an MTV show.
I guess me and Dan are going to be the Robin Big of Baltimore.
I mean, we could be. I mean, I prefer not to be associated with Rob Dyrdek. I mean, he's an awesome skater.
Oh, God.
No.
He's a dick. Don't get me wrong. I know he's a dick.
No, I'm not saying he's a dick, but it's just... I just... he is probably one of the baddest, well, not one of the baddest, but he's definitely in the top 10 for me. He's a badass pro skateboarder, man. He's pro and all that.
What's
he's
your been issue? Because you give and you take away.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, well, I mean, he didn't sell out, but it's just,
right.
It doesn't feel like he skates as much as he used to, and he should just be a skater. Same thing with Bam Margera. Bam Margera used to be an awesome fucking skateboarder.
But isn't Dyrdek like old as fuck? He's like 36.
I think he's almost 40. Skate? Whatever. Fucking Danny Way is pushing 55 and he's still on that ramp.
This is true. All I got one thing. All I got is one thing to say and that'll piss you off. Robert Kirkman. That's all I got to say.
Fuck you. Fuck you. No. No. Because I recently know. Because I bought it this
weekly
week.
Ran on Robert
I'm a
Kirkman.
Dumbass. No. I'm a dumbass and I deserve to be called a dumbass. You can read all about it in my upcoming article, because there's going to be an expose on Robert Kirkman and what a fucking fraud he is.
He's a fuckhead?
No, he's a fraud. He's a total fraud. Okay, I haven't picked up my box in like 3 weeks, like, from the comic shop. So when I went in, you know, I was just planning to buy everything, because I haven't had anything to read lately. And inside my box...
That's what I call a vagina.
The box. Mean, it's just no. Okay, wait.
Oh shit!
Back on track.
Tangent
I picked
radio.
Up my box this week, and I had one of the issues in there was Science Dog.
Right.
Yeah, if anybody reads Invincible, they would know that Science Dog is a character within the world of Invincible, which is awesome. I love it. Science Dog is just a cool little character. He's awesome. It's just a talking dog, and he's brilliant. And he just fights shit, and he has guns, and he has a jetpack. Science Dog has a jetpack, and it's awesome, but...
You're fucking geek.
It was like, it's issue number one of Science Dog, so I was like, alright, cool. They're gonna start this now.
Right.
I'm at least willing to follow this, because, you know, Walking Dead is shit, and but Invincible
you're gonna,
is
you're not gonna
in...
watch the show when it comes on out?
Oh, no. Oh, God, yes, I'm gonna watch
it. Oh, okay.
No to reading it, yes to watching it.
Got
you. Oh, that was the fun thing I found out yesterday. They already got greenlit for a second season, despite the fact that the first season hasn't aired yet.
I was gonna tell you that, but I was just like...
I mean, I can't hate on it, because the first 50 issues was fucking... Oh, yeah, up until they fucking, up until the 50th issue, when fucking his little Rick's little bitch ass kid, I'm so scared. What the fuck ever? How could that be your 50th issue? How could your 50th issue be end on a note like that. I didn't feel sorry for him. I didn't feel anything. There was barely any action in that shit. He had to attack, like, two zombies, and that was it. Rick is sick, so he's just kind of all over the house. It's whatever. I was like, that's your 50th issue.
Fuck you.
That's your 50th issue.
It's like, fuck you, sir.
Or maybe that was 51. But no, it was 50, regardless.
So, but the thing is, before we get further into that tangent there, for me to answer my tit and ass question.
We are so off base, dude, with this show. It's awesome. I love it.
It has to be a good middle ground. Because I've seen some big tits, and I've seen some horribly big tits. And I've seen some bad asses. Because, like, if an ass is too big, I always automatically think wiping problem. I don't know. I mean,
now, you can't think that way just because, I mean...
Because eventually I want to get in that
ass. I'm a white guy, so I virtually have no ass. But I'm self-conscious of whether I got poo on myself or whatever. No, because I'm saying, I bet you anything, that, you know, you go to the bathroom, you make sure before you leave that bathroom, you're not stinking, you know?
Dude, I check the fucking stall, I check the floor, I check the ceiling.
I'm saying, I wipe until that shit is just paper. It don't matter.
I mean, my ass is bleeding.
It don't matter.
And the fact that you eat a lot of marinara sauce and shit, no.
I mean, blood in the ass can only be so many things.
Oh, God.
It's either too much Chipotle or way too much marinara or cancer. It's one of the three.
But yeah, like, dude, I was on a fucking train coming from the work building, and I saw two chicks, and I gave them the rob eye. You know what I mean by the rob eye, right?
Nope.
I was like, hey, baby, what it is?
It's pretty good. Their response?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't believe what I just did.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Wait a minute, no.
Oh, my God.
No. Did it clear, or did you suck, or did you blow?
I blew.
Ah, that's funny.
Oh, God.
It's better than sucking, because I've definitely pulled through before, and it's not cool.
That can be taken out of context so many different ways.
So many different things can be taken out of context, but
that's specifically
that's totally cool, because I'll call you, like, you know, bringing you up on charges of paraphernalia and all this. No, I was talking about sucking dick off, so you can't prove anything off of audio.
Yeah, I was being blown or getting blown.
You can't prove anything off of audio. I'll cop to being gay if it means not going to jail. Fuck
because
you.
Then I will have to... It's like,
I ain't going to jail for shit.
I'm not going to be able to fight this guy. But yeah. But the thing I was saying, the fucking... check, right? And there's two chicks that gave him the rob eye because I was going to give him the rob throb. I told you about the rob throb. Because I think you threatened to fucking stone me to death and shit.
I don't remember the whole process, but I know that somewhere in there is something.
The person I mentioned, I wouldn't mind doing the rob throb too. And I think you said you'd stone me to death.
Oh, you would definitely feel it. You would definitely feel the waka flock of flame, man. I'm sorry. You would definitely burn.
The Dan Dobie Dam. Anyway, I saw the two chicks. I saw the one, and I kind of gave it a rob eye, and she kind of just was. I had a toothpick in my mouth. That's my shtick. That's my gimmick. I keep a toothpick in my mouth and shit. Don't ask why. And she started coming close or whatever, and then she kind of looked at me and then looked away. I was like, bitch, what the fuck is this? Is this a bad music video? This is like a music video from Aha in the fucking 80s and shit. Yeah, I took it to the fucking Aha. Yeah. So, you know, that was blah, blah, blah. Dude gets on the train, sits next to her, and she had the fucking biggest tits I've seen in a while. And he's had a handful of tits. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, maybe I should have took my ass over there and kind of, like, tried to titty fuck her on a fucking train and shit. That's just like neither one of us wanted to be a part of
it. I mean, we have those thoughts all the time.
Well, I had those thoughts more than most. But anyway, get off the train.
You'd be surprised.
Get off the train. I'm heading to my spot. And I see this fucking really small chick. And she's cute. She's fucking like, yo, I was like... she might be Spanish too, like fucking Dominican or something. And as we all know, as I said on the Torrin episode, Rob's a Dominican, and Torrin looks at me in disgust. So I was like, yeah, you know, maybe I should holler. But I'm 6'3", like 9,000 pounds. She's probably like 5'1", if that. And I just can't, like, hey baby, you know, like, what's, you know, like, what's the deal? Like, exactly.
Be horny.
Fuck. You know, can't just do that. So
yeah, you could. It'd be funny as fuck.
Dude, I've seen things.
If I was put in that situation and I had the confidence that I at least thought I'd get a good laugh out of it, I would just...
I've done it too much in the past.
I mean, if you know a chick, looks too stuck up to actually talk to you, why not go up to them and just pull some really retarded, scary shit? Give them a story to
like,
tell.
Hey.
You won't believe what happened to me, Becky. You won't. You won't believe what this guy actually thought. He could talk to me. Oh.
And I wanted to... He said
it'd be a good story. Plus,
he said he would eat things out of my ass, and then... That's the first thing I'd probably say. But anyway, I was, you know, kind of giving her the Rob Eye, and I was kind of using the Rob Eye to move her around, and she was like, damn, this shit is powerful. I kind of just, like, moved this eye in one direction, she moved along with it and shit. So fucking... Holy fucking shit, dude.
What? What is there?
You see the smoke behind me? Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you might want to get up.
Yeah.
Nice! Nice!
This is gonna be
no, man, this couch is the couch. This is just a burn couch, man, because, like, seriously, right, like, there's one right there, there's another one. Nice. Woo!
That is kind of funny. Wow, dude.
Wow, if this actually airs,
this might air.
Just let everyone know what's going on. Rob just totally burned a hole into my fucking couch.
This is the damn fuck couch that hasn't burned a hole in it.
No, I mean, this couch already has.
Couch. Here, look at him as I wait for you to saunter back and say, yes. He looks like a vampire. Wow, I can't believe I just fucking did that. Wow, that can't
I just want you to know the fact that you know that is him means you lost like 10 black points.
Oh, dude, fucking...
You know who Billy Valo is, and yes, you know dude. Who him is, so I'm
just telling loneliness, sir. I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, look, no.
The fucking autograph,
that
dude.
That shit, the fucking killing loneliness, you need the CDs before,
Dude, that ruined me, though. I sat down and listened to
well,
that shit.
Well, yeah. No. You want to cry? You want to cry? I will burn you fucking Deep Shadows and Brilliant Highlights. Because that CD... No, everything that came out before they came over here to America
because they would
got on that major label. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man, like, I, okay, talking about him. Woo!
they finished off my thing with the little chick before I even fucking forget that shit, right? Little chick.
Well, I mean, now that we're past the burnt hole.
Yeah, the burnt hole.
That's good.
That's what I call a chick's ass with construct.
I mean, I would assume a burnt hole would be a blown out asshole, but...
Oh, God.
Damn, that did get down there.
Because, dude, I looked at it, I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, I didn't even smell... I didn't smell the
behind,
burning.
I was like, is this motherfucker smoking behind
that
me?
That was funny.
Know.
No, you know what that was, don't you?
That was the shit I fucking shot him in the goddamn...
That was...
The problem, my eye didn't fall off. That shit went in my eye and
Damn,
everything.
Damn, dude, you would have burned up your eye. You would have burned up your eye if...
That'd have been the worst.
I mean, we would have had to have gone to the hospital because you probably... But on the plus side, you'd be able to wear an eye patch.
I look too good for an eye patch, dude.
Dude, you could totally Nick Fury it up.
Ha ha!
I'm serious. With the modern... Cool. With the Ultimates universe...
Like, lose some pounds, wear leather and
more
shit.
More people like... It's... Funny, because, I mean, I enjoy the black Nick Fury way more than I do the white Nick Fury.
The white Nick Fury, I keep thinking...
I mean, I like the white Nick Fury just
David
because
David Hasselhoff ruined it for me, though.
Yeah.
He ruined it.
I don't know. The white Nick Fury's just a hard-fighting, hard-fucking type of guy. But fucking the black Nick Fury is Samuel L. Jackson.
And you can't get smoother than that.
Yeah, you can't. Well, smoother...
And more abrasive than that. Because I want him the same
Nick
motherfucker
Fury,
one time.
Nick Fury gets the job done.
Yeah. And he eats chicken.
And I'm not talking about... the Nick Fury from the fucking movies. I'm talking about the Nick Fury from the books,
yes.
Man. Read your books before you see movies, children. That's all I have to tell you.
Man, all I had to tell you is about the short fucking 5'1" chick. I was fucking giving her the Rob Eye. She was moving back and forth. I was fucking moving her around and shit. I'm just
It's
a lot of fumbling going on here, isn't it? So, you know, I did that shit. And I'm like, I should go over there. And then the fucking joint comes. We hop on and shit. And as we're getting on... She has the fucking, like, shirt you can see clearly. I think that's the reason I was directed. Clearly, I'm a boob man. I see chest hair. I see two long fucking strings.
That's
like,
a quality. That's a quality sign.
I had to quit.
It's a touch of class.
Had to give it up on that one. I was like, she's been fucking cultivating these motherfuckers and shit. It's like, oh, no, little more hair from you, little wax for you. It's like, fuck that. Ugh. Let's see, where are we at? You're doing drugs.
Yes, I do drugs.
Yes, Dan does drugs. We all do drugs. Drugs are what we do. But here's the thing about drugs, right? When it gets to a point that you have to fuck up your food for drugs, there's a problem.
I mean, when you're... It's weird.
What's the thing with munchies? I mean, you know...
I mean, I don't really get munchies that much anymore.
Because
it's got
a skinny fuck.
I mean, like no, food. That's... No, I mean, dude, I love me some food. It's just like, I remember this one time... Chilling with these two chicks. We were just
That's
we were
how
just
Dan does
out.
It, lady. He
no, because it
that's
was...
how he does, ladies. He chills with two chicks at once. So if you have a friend...
Well, I mean, they were in the friend zone, so, you know. You can hang out with
they
chicks
They were friends
and be
with
friends.
Each other, but you were fucking them.
You can hang out with chicks and be friends.
I don't know about that, sir.
You shouldn't know. You shouldn't have to know about that world. That's all I'm
that's
saying.
That's the worst world.
Jesus.
That's the worst world.
But, what was I even saying? No, we were hanging out, smoking, and then... Not even ten. I don't even remember it being 10 minutes later. All three of us are just, we're just fucking elbow deep in different bags of like Fritos and Lay's and all that shit.
For a second, I thought you were gonna say elbow deep in each other's ass.
No,
what
oh
the
no,
fuck?
No, no, no.
Say
you know
Jesus,
me.
Dan.
You know I don't fuck around with the asshole.
Well, you know Rob and
I know I do know you, and that's what kind of scares me half the time, because I wake up with a dead sweat in the middle of the night, going Jesus fuck, Rob. Rob eats assholes.
Well,
and then the bead of sweat rolls down the face.
It's like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, the thing is, it's fucking, I just don't get it, dude. Like, there's a fucking story in, what was it, I think in Massachusetts, where there's a dude, he hollowed out a fucking hunk of bologna and stuffed like a gram of coke in there and shit, and was sending it to someone like, you know, here's your fucking loaf of your fucking bologna and shit, you know,
that's
enjoy.
Awesome. I would make it pastrami or salami. That'd be awesome.
Because you're Luigi.
I'm just saying, dude.
Because you're a Luigi.
Salami is so much better than bologna.
Because you want to eat that fucking meat.
I mean, I was totally...
Like, I'm not throwing that away.
I'm just saying, you pull it out, it's in a bag, there's no drugs on the actual food, you could still totally eat it.
Well, what would you make with that? What would you make with that?
I don't know. I would just cut the... I would, you know, just eat salami. You could put that shit on sandwiches, subs.
Fucking pizza.
Also, yeah, you could put it on pizza, you could put it on anything.
I don't
salami.
Know, it was like a fucking advertisement. It's like salami.
I'm just saying.
Endorsed and written
by Dan. I know my cured salted meats.
Prosciutto is like my favorite meat.
That's what she said.
Ah! I was using that with this fucking light-skinned chick and shit, and she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't get that. I was like, think about half of the shit you said. I'm a pervert, and combine that shit.
You should have just looked at her and said, well, you know what? You're the one that says all this stuff. Dumb. You're exactly who everyone is talking about saying all this stuff.
But, yeah, I agree with the thing with bologna, though. I probably would go to Cheese Wheel.
I mean, Cheese Wheel would be good.
Because I'm a cheese guy. I don't eat cheese before meat.
Yeah. I mean, Well, I mean, they hollowed out the bologna, or they just stick it in.
I think they hollowed it out. I think they scooped. They were scooping.
Was it?
At
I mean,
point.
It wasn't just paste in a tube, was it? It
I
was like
not.
It was, you know, deli style.
It looked deli style because it was kind of pinkish and fucking. And they showed it, dude. It looked like it was stuffed with fucking cream cheese.
Dude, you could hide any drug you want in souse. Have you ever seen souse?
No.
Really?
No.
And you're black.
No.
come on, that was a good one.
This is true. I've never seen this shit. Racist.
Aww. See, when you make jokes, it's funny. When I do it, it's
because,
just
racist. Because, you know, we make fun of all Italians.
I'm just saying,
you're
man.
Just another white
guy. Okay, let me try and make that more of a PC-friendly joke.
Oh, no, no,
okay,
no.
Let's try,
we're
no, no,
racist
no, no.
here, Rob.
We're going to try this again. You've never seen souse?
No, I haven't.
What? Did you not grow up in the inner city?
Fuck you! You're a horrible person. I have no idea what you're talking about, though.
It's, dude, all souse is, if I'm even pronouncing it right, it's just shit. It's just shit. It's just the shit parts of whatever meat or peppers put in lard, and then you slice it, and then it's like that.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible.
I've
never eaten it. I've only seen it. I've only seen it at, like, you know, like when you go to the deli at the supermarket to go, yeah, this. It, like, in the far end, Santoni's, that's where it was, down in Highland Town, Santoni's, man. No. All the way at the end of the case.
You do support your own, don't you?
I mean, I represent. You gotta represent where you're from, baby. I don't care. I'm out in the county too much.
I went to Highland Town, dude, as a matter of fact. No, in fact,
it's still rough. Still rough.
I almost fucked a chick in Hollandtown, like on the steps and shit, just like fucking.
Wait, okay, so wait a minute. You're telling me you almost stooped it up. You almost got the ultimate stoop action.
At age 12. I was like, I just got a man.
I mean, still not surprised. Age 12, getting some stoop action.
You never know. I was going to eat her ass, too. For some strange reason, I was like, oh, I need to eat her ass.
I mean...
Dude, I asked you
earlier. You really have... So, going back to our original point.
Yeah.
For a second, because I got to ask this. You said you're a boob man.
Yes, I am.
But...
I'll eat ass.
But you really have an unhealthy fixation with the butthole. And I mean, it's not to say... Maybe it's just... What is it? Apples and oranges? Yeah, I guess that's the phrase I'm looking for. Because, I mean, I'm all the way on the other end of the spectrum with all the big girls getting down and having a fun old fat time together.
Oh,
so
God.
So maybe, you know, because maybe this is what it's like for people when they find that out.
It's a Red Man video and shit, you know?
Hey.
I be that and shit, the fucking fat chicks on fucking
stepper and shit. Why not?
Damn, with his fucking green shirt on and a fucking headband. He's like, oh, no, baby, get sweaty. Fuck it.
It works.
See,
it's
the
fine.
Thing is, my thing is, it's like, you can fucking ass.
I'm just...
You can't fuck titties. I mean, I like the vagina more than the ass, but technically
you can fuck titties, but it's rarely enjoyable for either party.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. I've never met a woman who actually is turned on by
like,
that.
Like, I like to be titty fucked.
No, I've never...
Like, you don't get anything out of that.
I've done it before, and it's kind of...
Only thing I say...
You chafe if you do it for too long. You really do chafe.
When I finish,
chafe.
I gotta say splash, though, when I finish.
Splash. See, I've never completed while titty fucking,
that's
so...
That's why I didn't know
what... It would be kind of hilarious to do that, though.
That's why I didn't know what the fuck pre-cum was. I was like, what? That's like, it's none of that fucking... Mine's is always splash, and I have to say splash at the end. Therefore, it doesn't count. I fucking started a trending topic on Twitter that was, and then I came. Oh, there was always something in the fucking, and then I came.
We're gonna bring up Twitter now.
Well, yeah, dude, that's how I get most of my fucking listeners, you...
Oh, really?
You fucking, yeah.
Oh, well...
You need to use your
God
shit.
God bless Twitter. Kid, yeah, I know, no,
Kid Get Nice?
Yeah, that's right.
Kid Get Nice, yes. Of,
I only, no, I fucking... only made one, see, okay, look, I succumbed
it's
to...
It's a big-ass cat on there, too.
I succumbed to the, Twitter Nation. I did, with the sole intent purpose to only post when I was balls deep stoned. Like, honestly, if you look at certain posts, they make absolute, like, for the...
This shit got me seeing in threes.
No, it was like, did, what? Dude, no, I was on, I seriously was sitting there on Twitter one day, and it was like, I just said something stupid as fuck, like, titties, yay, whatever.
Yeah, I just
said something stupid, posted it, and then it... showed it three times with three other things and then three other things that I posted, and then I was like, well, fuck this, I'm deleting this shit, I'm not that spastic. And when I did it, then they all disappeared, and I was like, that makes absolutely no sense either.
It doesn't.
But no, I mean, if you look at mine, it's just things that I think are really, really funny or really, really important to remember when I'm riding, when that green dust got me, man. I'm just saying.
When that green dust got me. Sponsored by.
I'm just saying. You don't know what the fuck's gonna happen to you when that green dust gets a hold of you.
Nah, you don't. It's like, I'm trying to think. It was something, I want to say it was a cartoon or something I was watching where the shit was just like fucking, maybe the Flintstones I was watching, when a fucking kazoo popped up and had like a fucking green trail behind him. I was like, it's that green dust right there. It's in fucking Hanna-Barbera circa 1965.
I miss Hanna-Barbera. What happened to Hanna-Barbera? What happened to cartoons?
Jack Hanna raped Barbara.
I mean...
And then they made Hong Kong Fooey. I don't know.
Hong Kong? I remember Hong Kong Fooey.
I'm vaguely... You remember... Yo, cartoons were racist and shit. Remember the fucking, the Amazing Shan Clan and shit?
No.
They were a bunch of, like, Asian kids and shit.
I don't remember this.
They would solve mysteries, and it was like fucking Charlie...
What cartoon channels did you have growing up?
This is on Boomerang, dude.
I do not remember Boomerang.
Boomerang's still on, brother.
The only cartoons I really watch these days, if it's not, like, Insta-Q stuff,
do you watch
it's
Hentai?
Just, like, The Misadventures of Flapjack,
I actually
or...
I was watching that shit
is the greatest cartoon
it's
on
funny,
TV
it's...
right now.
Dude, the guy, the fucking dog, the guy that's voices the dog looks exactly like the dog looks and shit. That's what I was gonna say. That's gotta be the dog. That can't be Finn. And I think Finn is actually really a kid.
So wait a minute, what are we talking about right now?
We got into cartoons with some
strong. I mean, we're talking about cartoons, but what cartoons?
We were talking about racist cartoons. We were talking about Adventure cartoons. Time right there.
Okay, I thought we
were. No, that was Flapjack. I'm thinking about fucking Adventure Time, dude. Whoa, fuck. I watch Adventure Time.
I don't know Adventure Time.
I don't watch Flapjack.
Growing up, I remember watching. I remember. What was on the basic channel? I remember Turtles.
I love
it. There was like the little bits, or like those little gnome guys. I remember
those. Yeah.
Smurfs. There was Smurfs. I remember Gen Star 13 or Gen 13, whatever that was. You're totally radical. That shit.
Clearly it wasn't Gen 13. You know, we know how Gen 13.
And that had to be like Gem. No, it was Gem Star. Something stupid.
Gem. It was Gem.
It was just Gem. I thought it was like, damn it.
Because it was a chick with a fucking star.
Ah, right? Oh, crap. I mixed up things again inside of my head. Thanks, marijuana. Thanks for fucking up my pop culture knowledge. You lovely, beautiful bitch goddess, you.
The goddess of fucking chewing, I guess. I don't know, dude.
But no, those are at least the ones I can remember growing up with. And then we were fortunate enough to get cable, and then it was like other shit, like
the regular
Cartoon
fucking
Network and stuff.
Dude, like in the early 2000s, because I still watch fucking cartoons. I'm a fucking geek that way. But they were fucking inundated with so much goddamn of that shitty pseudo Japanimation garbage. You're like, really? Get the fuck out of here, please. It's like, you take off the good shit to put on this dreck and then expect me to say, oh, I'm still good. And then it fucking took the show there!
Yeah.
If you go back in the Rockcast history, it was an episode dedicated, I believe, to fucking cartoons. And I was like, why the fuck does it, I think 45 was like, yeah, we're just gonna put on fucking infomercials. It's more cost effective. And I was like, gargle bleach, please. Thank you. You know, fuck you.
Go kick rocks.
Kick sand. I just, fuck, it's so much shit I just don't get. I don't understand the world anymore, man. I don't understand it.
We need to get in touch with Obama. We
need to get in touch with fucking Stephen Hawking.
Yes. I mean, is he still around? I thought he died.
No, he's still, he said some.
I mean, he's going to live forever.
He said some really weird shit last week. He's like, yeah, God didn't make the universe, aliens did.
Oh, crap, Scientology got him.
Clearly.
Well, I mean, whatever. He's a space.
Fucking Tom Cruise came from the ceiling.
He is the guy. He is the guy that is the definition of a space case. He should be allowed to think that aliens are what created the universe. If he was okay, if Stephen Hawking had created Scientology, it'd probably make a lot more fucking sense than some science fiction writer
who,
for some weird reason, a lot of celebrities. Like to
dude, it was a fucking movie.
Like, do you remember? Like a couple years ago, it was Kabbalah. Everyone
was wearing a red
string
on their fucking wrist. Yeah,
fucking like Judaism for dummies. Awesome, Kabbalah, and everybody. No, okay, I'm sorry. What else are you gonna call it when fucking Britney Spears and Madonna are both like, ooh, Kabbalah.
This is
ooh,
true.
Ooh, come on,
wearing
man.
Red string. Yeah,
come on,
dude. I'm a fucking Catholic by
come
trade.
Come the fuck on, Tom Cruise. Fucking
Dan's an atheist, of course.
I don't know what I believe in, really, these days. I believe in something. I believe that 2012 ain't the end of the world, you stupid fucking idiot people.
I just
you
believe
ignorant ass people who think the world is going to just implode and it's going to be, like, the day after tomorrow,
I just believe
movie.
John Cusack is going to pick me up with it in a limousine and shit. And,
I mean, if that happened, it would be awesome, but
I'm like, I'm going to hold the radio off, yeah!
But,
say anything, bitch!
No, man. It's just, like, if the world is going to just I had this conversation the other day,
okay.
And we were discussing things, and I'm sorry, I refuse to believe that it's like, if 2012 is the end of the world is going to be volcanoes erupting, the Earth is splitting open into pieces, and everything's just falling inward. No. How are stars born? How are planets born? The Big Bang Theory, all that nonsensical science crap.
Yeah.
It's just going to explode. It's just going to explode. It's going to be blink, gone. It's going to be gone. We're not going to be running from falling buildings. We're not going to be fist fighting each other in the riots of 2012. We're not going to be
This is when everything got dark.
There's not going to be tidal waves or fucking New York City, as much as I'd like it to, it's not going to freeze over in a giant ass blizzard.
The best way it's going to happen is this. I think
it's just going to explode and we're going to be gone. That happens.
Yeah, my thing is, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the world as we know it's going to change, as it changes every fucking year.
Look, we already got movies slated for coming out in 2013 and 2014. Fuckers. I don't think we're going anywhere for quite some time.
In 2012, I want to see that.
We haven't had World War III yet. The world ain't going anywhere until World War III is over.
It has to happen.
And zombies haven't happened.
And it can't just be a Rough Rider song and shit. It can't just be, you know, Snoop and fucking, you know, Jada Kiss on fucking World War III and shit. We actually have to see. It's going to be...
Is Jadakiss even still around?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah, he released album last year. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I haven't heard anything from Jadakiss forever.
That's his fucking gimmick, dude. Mm. But yeah, man.
I miss Cisco. What happened to Cisco? Seriously, what happened to Cisco?
We barely knew ye.
Wait a minute, he's dead?
No.
Oh, well, whatever.
Well, Druid Hill Park, baby.
I'm just saying, yeah, true. Druid Hill, man.
I just not keep thinking that dude's a fag, just an ass pounder.
I mean, doesn't matter what his preference is.
He's a catcher, isn't he? He's a catcher. He'd be a catcher.
I mean, he's scrawny enough, he could be a catcher.
Yeah, well.
That's probably how his hair got so white.
And someone unleashed the dragon and shit. Unfortunately, it was a white dragon.
White dragon?
Yeah. That sounds like it could be a fucking triad gang and shit.
I mean, it probably is a triad gang.
Speaking of triads, I was fucking watching Gangland yesterday and shit, and it was like the fucking, I think it was the Chinese triads, and there was a dude, he's like at 5'5".
Oh yeah, I saw that
a
one.
A man called Shrimp Boy.
I
was like, what the fuck?
That shit was awesome. I like that show.
I was like, dude, this is so many different racial jokes in this, and I don't always think in race, but when it's there, I just gotta go all the way with it, because I am at heart a racist. And it was just like, he practiced martial arts when he dropped out of school. I was like, of course he did. And then he bang a gong and he boiled rice.
Well, I like it because they finally did Maryland on one episode. It was the Dead Man's Ink, I think.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think it was, I can't remember the whole goddamn thing.
You're not
thing.
A wrestling guy, but no. Fucking The Undertaker, he had at one point he came back, he's supposed to be an American badass, he's fucking engaging in his more... He's a biker in real life, but he was engaged in being a biker. And they were selling fucking t-shirts every year. Dead Man Ink. Dead Man Ink. I was like,
maybe it's Hangman. I can't remember what the name of the actual...
No, but if it was Dead Man Ink, that's really funny, though.
What the actual name of the Maryland gang was. But I just remember it came on, and like, they were some of the vicious men to ever walk the streets of Maryland. And, huh?
Were they gringos?
No, dude. It was white guys.
They were gringos, then.
Gringo. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because I'm a racist.
Gringos.
We don't have anything good to call you,
dude. No, I'm just saying it's been a while since high school. I don't remember my Spanish all too well.
Oh shit, yeah. Dude, I was gonna call you a gringo all the fucking time anyway.
It doesn't matter. I mean, whatever.
I mean, shit. Fucking. I don't know. Just don't get. I was talking to this chick and shit, right? And I was telling him I wanted to be a fucking porn star and shit, dude. Like I'm in.
I always wanted. Like I remember when I turned 18 for years, I was just like, it'd be cool to be in a porn. It'd be cool to just, yeah. I'll fuck on camera for like $100. It'd be cool to do it.
It's like a Dick Dobry.
Well, I'm just saying, like, with the invention of Craigslist and other ways of getting around the internet to find actual porn work, there is no porn work for dudes. It's just, oh, yeah, you've got a dick who gives a shit.
Like, what's special about it, pretty much?
Well, I mean, the heyday of people like Peter North and shit are well over.
They're gone.
The 80s are long gone, my friend, but...
Peter North reference.
I'm just saying, no one cares... Anyone can. You could just find a dude on the street. Hey, you want to be in a porno? Yeah, sure. Fucking, it's just all about the chicks, and it's sad.
Yeah, and but the thing is, the more that the chicks, because for some reason,
because that's why I gave up on my porno dream. I gave up on being that guy.
I couldn't be that guy unless they had like a fucking fat cat. Like you got your BBWs. Why don't bitches like BBGs?
BBGs.
Yeah.
Big beautiful grannies.
No.
Big beautiful gators.
BBMs then.
Big beautiful mothers.
Yes.
Seriously?
The guys, motherfucker.
Big beautiful. Oh.
Yeah, some shit for me, you know.
Well, like, I mean,
because I can get around like a fat cat and a fat girl.
I've heard some chicks who have like bigger dudes, not like fucking the blob bigger dudes, but you know.
Well, we're talking about me, sir. No, clearly not the blob.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not calling you Buddha.
That wasn't an insult, you bitch.
Oh, Danny. Sweet. Literally, right?
You're not a chick. You're not allowed to call me Danny.
Ah, well. I don't let people call me Robbie either. I get pissed.
Actually, no. You do get a pass on calling me Danny, because I was going to say, I really only know two or three dudes who call me Danny. One's gay and one's black, and it's totally cool by me.
You go over to me like, oh, I don't know, dude.
And you are black. You might be gay, but...
I'm Dominican. Little known fact.
Dominican.
Yes. Uh-huh. I was a Dominican. Can't you see it? Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, last story I wanted to tell you. I know we fucking skipped and shot.
I mean,
and
dude.
Went everywhere.
Next time...
Next time
we record, we'll definitely...
Have some structure.
I mean, yeah. Oh, no. We definitely need structure. Now that we've done this under some sort of, like...
Haze.
Yeah, just some sort of mist.
Mist.
We'll have more structure to the next one. Green, so, yes, but let's move on
it's
to
a green
next story.
It's a green shroud of terror around me. Now, what's the weirdest thing you've been busted for while driving?
What, by the cops?
Well, have you been busted, like, jerking off while you were fucking driving?
No, I don't think I've never jerked off while driving. I'm not a Libra, so I can't do that type of shit.
You are a deviant, though, but you're not a Libra.
I'm a deviant, yes, not a Libra.
Speaking of deviants, you ever watch Ultimate Surrender? No, I told you about that, but you need to check that shit out.
Ultimate Surrender.
Yeah. Chicks wrestling, somebody gets fucked.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that.
But here's the thing.
My fucking shit?
Here's the thing, right? The fucking... It was a story. It's a black chick, right? I'm trying to think what the fuck her name is. Let me check my fucking notes, my Rob notes. It's like I'm Batman. Everything has the Rob fucking title at the beginning and shit. My Rob utility belt. It was a fucking chick. She was 32 years old. Chick in fucking... what is this? In L.A., I believe. Name... oh, man. She has the greatest first name ever. Colandra.
Nice.
Colon. Hamilton. She had an equipment violation. Do you know what makes an equipment violation?
Like a taillight being out, or like your mirror hanging off, or...
This, you won't get a fucking repair request for this. She had a female sex toy inserted in her... clank! While driving.
And she was swerving,
caused a little traffic.
Well,
police popped up. Guess
she
what?
She deserved to be busted by the
They
cops.
Found this bitch riding dirty!
With what?
Broken crack pipe.
Nice. And was it little, in her ass?
It was in the backseat.
Oh, nice.
With another chick.
But,
who
see,
was
this
driving.
Is what I don't understand.
With another chick she was driving with.
This is what I don't understand. Why do so many people ride dirty? Still, for as long as Cops has been on the air and all these other TV shows and
because
all...
Because they think it's not going to be
our
me.
Our friends, our boys... I know, everyone thinks it's not going to be me, but it happens. It eventually happens once, and if it happens once, you need to be smart enough to at least go, you know what? I at least know the areas I can go into.
What's the greatest thing about Cops, though? I think of two things. I think of back in the late 80s when it came on, and the early 90s, you always see the same type of black guy running in on that fucking, like... curve and shit. Look, you know what it looked like? Boys in the Hood in that alley scene when fucking Ricky got shot up, looked like he was wet tomatoes in his shirt. And you see the fucking redneck dude with no shirt on and no pants and shit. Mm-hmm. Just fuck. And it's always multiples of those guys. Or the chick that's like.
What's because they're all crackheads, man. Everyone on Cops gets busted for the hard shit. It's always, I don't know, whenever it's a marijuana guy, the dude's always kind of chill unless he's like younger. He bugs out. I don't know. The crack guys are always funnier than the marijuana guys.
The older dude is probably high and shit. He's like, nah, I guess fine. Whatever.
I love the episodes where the dudes are, the pot guys are stoned in the car and the cop rolls up on them and they're cool with them.
It's like, hey.
It's like, if it's just a little marijuana, you know, you're going to get a citation and you'll be on your way. You just can't have it in the car, man.
Like, I can respect
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Why can't Maryland be like that?
Like, I fucked up. I respect that. But I don't know. I can't think if I would I drive with, like, I don't know if I would do anything masturbating, like, just kind of just strolling and, like, oh, you know,
I've never masturbated
really
while driving. I've definitely, I've received roadhead, like, once or twice before.
That sounds
it's,
great.
I mean, it's awesome, but at the same time, if you're, like, a weird skitsy driver like me, not skitsy, but just like, there's two semis by me.
Don't move your head. Keep your head there.
If you're just, you know, can't handle people on the road because everyone on the road's an asshole.
Clearly.
It's, you know, trying to be pleasured and stay focused on the road.
You're
of
two minds
hard.
At that point.
It's not cool. It's like that one scene in Swordfish. It is. It really is like that one scene in Swordfish because it's like, oh, yeah, and then you find yourself drifting or... You're looking around to see if people can actually see you. Like,
I was going to use thinner as a better reference.
Semis, I always thought it'd be cool if a semi saw it, because I'd be like, yeah, you deserve to see that trucker, man.
Dude, that's going to be me. That's what's going to happen
to me.
There's
a new song title right there. You deserve to see that trucker, man.
That's going to be me, dude. That's going to happen to me. Fucking thinner.
Thinner? Like the Stephen King book? You think someone's going to curse you?
I'm a fat guy. He was getting blown. He hit the gypsy's daughter, killed her, and that's why he got cursed.
I mean, you're not going to kill a chick, are you? I mean, has it been that long since you've gotten some that you think you're going to be so excited you just rob smash and just smash your fist into the back of her head and it's like
speared? No, no, no. He hit a chick while he was driving while being blown.
Ah.
And he was like, oh, this is so, oh, no. And you seen the fucking mole and then her die. She was a horrible gypsy. I can see that happening. And then like, fatta, thinna, you know.
I mean, well, that should teach you a lesson. Don't date gypsy chicks who might give you roadhead.
This is true.
Only date gypsy chicks if they're prudes.
Or they had like that.
Or just don't date gypsy chicks.
I'd rather date a chick that likes to have her ass opened.
I prefer a girl who has a turkey leg in each hand.
Clearly. It has a turkey neck.
I mean, hey, turkey neck, turkey thighs, give me... I want the whole fucking bird.
I got something for you to gobble on this shit.
Give me the whole goddamn turkey.
Like, and I'm going to pluck that turkey.
I can't wait. I'm the best guest you'll ever have at Thanksgiving.
Dude, they're making it into a movie, by the way.
We discussed this on the last episode, but yeah.
They just confirmed it this week, actually.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they're actually going to make that into a movie.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I was so...
Because I thought we talked about that before, and we were like, hell yeah, it's getting done.
If so...
I mean, no, it's just nice to actually have some sort of confirmation.
And they're making fucking... I think they're going to make Hobo with a Shotgun, too.
Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yes.
I'll go see that.
Rucker Hauer, too. Rucker Hauer's the hobo. Cool. And it looks ultra-violent.
Cool. I like it. I like the concept.
Start shooting people.
See, America? That's how creative you can still be. Hobo with a Shotgun. Right there.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
It's gonna be fucking rated R movies.
We don't need to rehash old movies. We don't need to make sequels to movies that don't need to be movies in the first place.
We don't need to turn fucking Disney rides into movies.
We don't need Disney owning any part of Marvel.
No, God no.
We don't need Hollywood owning any part of anything. We need them buying the creative ideas from the actual
creative geniuses out in the world. Distributed back to where poor
motherfuckers are at.
Yes, dude,
we don't have enough of that.
No.
We have it, but we don't have enough of it.
See, Hollywood, what Hollywood needs to do is just hire Dan. The Dan that I'm sitting next to. It's like, Dan, you know what? We need a romantic comedy where someone gets ass raped. Like, I got a guy knows about ass sex.
I got a perfect pitch for that, and we could pitch it to Lifetime.
Ah!
We could, no, right there. It's a horrible Meredith Baxter Burney yet again. She's just a fucking mom doing what she can, and she's dating this one guy, and it just turns out he's just a little too forceful, and...
Like, introducing Rob Lee.
A stranger at the back door. Starring Meredith Baxter Burney. See? Right there.
You just kind of just see, like, my shadowy figure peeking in on the screen door, like, how's it going?
That could be the cover. It could be, like, half of... Meredith Baxter Burney's face with her eyes looking to the side. And then in the back is like the screen door in the kitchen. And you see half of the dude, but in a shadow. That could work. That could totally work.
That would work.
See?
Like, dude,
dibs. Fucking dibs. You hear me, America? Dibs.
Straight to it.
I got first dibs on that shit. If I see it, you're getting sued.
Dude, it needs a tagline, though. Like, sometimes you just have to finish.
No, it's got to be weepy and wallowy for women in order to watch it on
this
the Lifetime
Network. This is
true.
This is true.
Because we definitely can't pitch something like that to Oprah. That's just not an Oprah-O idea.
Oh, God. But the point is, at the end of the day, like, you fucking got... Like, what's the name came out yesterday? Machete.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm all in, you know? And the thing about that is, it's like, okay, Expendables rated R, over-the-top action movie. Fucking Machete's gonna be rated R, over-the-top violent, and have tits everywhere.
I can't
movie.
Wait for that.
So...
Giving it at least a week, maybe 2 weeks before I go see it, just to thin out the crowds. Definitely if I'm going to fucking White Marsh to see it.
Because Dan likes to butter his own popcorn in the movie theater.
I mean, I've never once... Never
Dude, did I tell you there's a guy that buttered his own popcorn in the fucking theater?
People do that every
day. Me and my ex were fucking watching The Exorcist Dominion, I believe. And it was like...
The Exorcist Dominion?
Yeah, it's one of the remake kind of deals. has Stellan Skarsgård in it.
I don't have no idea. Came out like 05 or 06.
Yeah.
I would expect that. I Africa. Would believe it if you told me that was a direct to DVD.
It was in Africa and I saw it in theaters. Yeah.
I don't remember
it
this.
It may have been, I think it was called Dominion though. But anyway.
I have no idea.
Dude got his head cut off by fucking, it's very Final Destination 3 kind of style. Like the fucking ladder came down and like decapitated him and shit. And clearly, as that fucking ladder hit his neck and severed it from his body, he came. I was like, he's like, oh! And then walked away.
Wait a minute. Okay, I think I remember this movie. Like, the dude gets sliced by the stained glass or whatever that stupid... Like, he just...
The dude that was the priest, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because his name was really weird. Like, my name is Fogledon.
Yeah, it was something like
it's
that.
It's like, what are we watching?
I remember that movie. I remember that now. Of course, I could have gotten that movie confused with
Heath
Ledger's The Order.
You know what? That was The Omen, dude.
Was that The Omen?
That was The Omen.
That was the remake of The Omen, you're right. Yeah,
that came out in 06 with Liev Schreiber.
See? We don't know shit from shit with these fucking remakes.
Yeah, because that's...
they did make a stinking like prequel to The Exorcist. I know that much. And it probably mirrored the stinking remake of The Omen.
And The Omen was... It was just, what the fuck, dude? I was kind of glad when Julia Stiles died, though.
His mother was a jackal.
Yeah. But I was kind of distraught. I was like, that's a fucking jackal.
I mean, I don't know. The original's pretty good. I don't know. I felt like Damien might have done more in the original. It's been so long since I've actually sat down and watched some good classic horror movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, fucking what is it? October's coming, so hopefully AMC will do the whole month of nothing but horror and like monster movies. No, man, October used to be the best month to watch AMC because they would run nothing but fucking horror, sci-fi, alien movies, Halloween movies. Seriously, all of them. They would run all of them. They even ran that fucking Pinata Island of Death movie with that dude who played Harvey from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Really?
That movie is the... I want to say that is a sci-fi movie, but it comes on like Oktoberfest or Shocktoberfest or Monsterfest.
Right.
And then, but I'm saying they used to show it all month, and it's like the greatest month to be alive if you're a fucking horror fan. If you're just a scary movie fan, it's just the best time to be alive, period. And now they shortened it to a week.
Fuck.
I don't know. Is FearNet still around? Maybe FearNet will...
I think FearNet is.
Maybe FearNet will get something going so that they can do a whole month of special stuff. Because I want to wake up October 1st and see like an all day of Friday the 13th, and then the next day is all day Halloween, and then the next day is random movies like The Thing.
So when you
and the fucking Twilight Zone.
So when you
movie.
Roll out of whoever you were in.
I mean, I'm not that remote. Fortunate.
Well, damn. Better get a Micah chick.
No, you know my feeling about Micah chicks. I could never screw a Micah chick because I just feel like I couldn't respect. I don't respect them enough.
It's like,
well, some of them I do respect because there are some.
I
will say that because there are a few. There's a very few coming from Micah who actually know what they're doing.
Yes, they
I
do.
Will cop to saying that, but for the rest of them, you're just a bunch of whiny ass art fags.
And on that note, for Rob and
see you next time, Baltimore.
Double D.
This
is Rob Kaz. Walk us out.